Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, August 6th, 2021. Today he is reminding us to trust our inner knowing, our intuition. The state in which you are most joyfully aware of your oneness with Mother, Father, God. Here in the spiritual or non-physical realms, we are watching with joy as humanity processes and releases all the stuff that is arising purely in order to be lovingly released. The lessons with which the stuff has presented you have served their purpose and are no longer needed as an aspect of your awakening process. When all has been fully released, that release is occurring now worldwide, you will feel the strength of peace pervading your individual physical environments, your personal human space, as you open your hearts fully to love, offering it the invitation to enter into your hearts to embrace you. It has been patiently waiting for this invitation for eons, and receiving it now allows love to spread the magnificence of its joy to all of humanity. So I would remind you yet again that you are love, love incarnate, and that love is all that exists. God is love, is the creator, is the creation in which all sentient life has its eternal existence, and all life is sentient. What you see around you in the world of form is a mélange or conglomeration of energies arising as emotions or feelings that everyone experiences through the senses of their physical bodies, and which, unless they are recognized as such, direct and control your thoughts, words, and actions. They are temporary, of an elusive nature. You cannot isolate them and make them real, and yet to your physical bodies they seem to be absolutely real. They are not. What is real is eternally present. Love. What is unreal does not last because it is unreal. You have all had experiences that were painful and caused you suffering, and which dissipated when the cause of the pain was removed, or when you removed yourselves from the situations that were causing you pain and suffering. Trust your inner knowing, your intuition, the always open point of access to the divine being that you are, and whom Mother, Father, God created for eternal joy. And do not discard what it offers you by accepting the advice or guidance that another in form would intimate was wiser and more appropriate than what you yourself are receiving. You always have the power, your free will, which is God-given and limitless in its abilities, and so you never need or should submit to the directions or orders of someone else. You are divine beings, and you have the power of God supporting you in every moment of your eternal existence. Do not allow yourselves to be manipulated, persuaded, frightened, or enticed into doing or saying something that seems to you to be wrong, inappropriate, or unloving, that another would attempt to convince you it is your duty to do or say. Instead, trust your own divinely guided intuition, your inner knowing, which is your direct communication link with God. When you trust others instead of yourselves, you are rejecting your divine essence, your God-given inner knowing, and buying into the illusion or dream that is presented to you as reality by your egos and by the egos of others who may appear to be wiser and more knowledgeable than the you that you perceive as the human body that you identify as yourself. In the world of form, it frequently seems that there are others who are wiser and more knowledgeable than you, and it is indeed they who succeed in the world by overcoming and defeating others. That is not the real world, the divine world, and your intuition will always encourage you to be fully aware of that as it offers to lead you home to the divine world of peace and love, reality. If you will allow love to guide you in every moment, you will find yourselves at peace with yourselves. accepting yourselves just as you are, and enjoying all the delightful moments that occur throughout the day, the smile of a loved one or of a stranger, the sunlight and shadows playing around you, the rain refreshing the earth. Life is good, and you can see that it is good. It is a magnificent divine gift that makes it possible for you, as a human, to become aware of your perfection, your holiness, as you deal lovingly with whatever life, as a human in form, presents you with during the day, even as you sometimes make unintentional errors or mistakes, which may perhaps upset or offend others. And when that happens, as it will, forgive yourselves and do your best to make appropriate amends to the ones that you have offended. You are good because you are eternally, that is, in every moment, one with God, who created you perfect, like unto herself. There is no separation. Such a state does not exist. Allow yourselves to know the truth of this, and thus be aware that how you live your lives affects all of creation. Everyone affects everyone else, and so, as you move firmly along the path to awakening, know that the tsunami of love is flowing through you in order to bring all to their awakening. Your human destiny is to awaken, and the human collective has made the irreversible choice and decision to do so. Therefore, it is inevitable that you will. There are magnificent signs of this occurring worldwide to delight and encourage you as you each follow your own unerring paths back to your natural and eternal state, the state in which you are in every moment fully and most joyfully aware of your oneness with Mother, Father, God. The joy of that knowing, of that experiencing, cannot be meaningfully described for you. You have to participate in it with full awareness, knowing yourselves as one with your heavenly source of love, the source from which all of creation is eternally extending itself in the most glorious and harmonious, cooperative and inspiring adventure that is not and cannot be in any way reduced, so that you may understand it, from the vastness that it is. Your loving brother, Jesus.